For the last month, state officials have expressed concern about Wyoming's dry winter and the possibility of another bad fire season. But with the moisture the state has recently received, the question is whether that concern has been reduced. Bill Crapser is the state forester, and he says having more moisture has certainly helped.
I mean, we're up to almost 100% snowpack around the state. So we're, if nothing else, we're going to have a shorter fire season this year than we had last year, because by this time last year we were already seeing large fires. The moisture will slow up the kind of pre-green up fire season, and then as we move into the summer, it'll be kind of dependent on what happens in weather. With the weather for the next 3 or 4 months.
I know there's been an awful lot of concern whether or not you'll have enough funding to do what you need to do. If you have a repeat of last year, are you at all worried about that?
You know, with the work that the governor's office did, the work that the legislature did, I think we're in pretty good shape as far as this summer, particularly with the little bit later fire season that we're anticipating.
Last year was obviously, at least in my memory, about as bad as it's been in a while. But how do you rate how you did last year and how you attacked some of the fires? I know you've been doing a lot of training with teams around the state. Did that pay off, did you think?
It really did. I mean, if you look at last year's fires, the large fires caught a lot of the attention. But with the vast number of fires we had last year, we were about 98.5% successful in initial attack, which means 98.5% of the fires didn't burn past the first burning period. So that's a pretty good record, and a lot of that is just because of the volunteer fire departments around the state and the training that they've been able to get and the type of equipment that they have.
State Forester Bill Crapser visiting with us. One of the things we want to talk about, too, is some of the homeowners out there setting up defensible space and getting ready for that. Is this the time of year to start doing that?
It sure is. I mean, to start look at, you know, when you're doing your spring cleaning around your house to look at weeds or pine needles or leaves or any sort of thing that are built up, and the time to kind of think about fire season and to be proactive. When the fire's burning up close to your house, probably isn't the best time to be doing any fuels management.
So what do you want people to do?
You know, we have folks around the state, our district foresters, and most of the counties have fuel coordinators, and really just talk to them, look at the options for defensible space, for in some areas where it's more range and prairie land, just simple things like keeping their lawns mowed or the weeds behind the barn mowed down make a big difference.
And I've also heard that you might want to trim trees if they're very close to the house, especially if you're up in the mountains. Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah, and you know, thin them out a little bit, and then also doing some trimming. A lot of times if you have limbs all the way to the ground, we have what we call ladder fuels, and it allows the fire to burn up into the trees, where if it's pruned up a little bit, trimmed up a little bit, you can prevent a lot of that.
Will you be doing some more public education campaigns about all of these topics coming weeks?
Yeah, we're working with other agencies, and we are going to be doing some PSAs, and we have a lot of workshops planned this spring around the state on defensible space. This is also our fire training season. We have our big wildfire training weekend mid-May up at Camp Guernsey to kind of have a live fire training with a lot of fire departments from around the state. We are also, even with the snow we've had the last few weeks, we are bringing our heli-tac crew, our helicopter and fire crew that we have based in Glen Rock. We're bringing them on a little bit early this year. So they're ready to go as soon as we start having some fires for initial attack.
Bill Crapser, always a pleasure. Thank you for taking time.
Thank you a lot, Bob.